from WAPG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, Hollywood Doug, as we are now hashtagging you. Have you seen that hashtag out there?
I have, and I have been commenting on it, and I've been posting it myself.
All right, Jason Douglas, your professional name, Hollywood Doug for all of us here back home. What a week. Oh, my goodness, and it's only Tuesday. This is probably going to be one of our toughest reports, I think.
Absolutely, Carol. It's been the roughest 24 hours that I've seen in a long, long time. It's just such a sad time right now.
And with your job, you work for a very reputable Hollywood news magazine. You've had to stay on not only the tragedy in Vegas, but also with Tom Petty and all the other news that's going on. So I know you're probably feeling a little bit drained with all of this negative information coming out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I stayed by the phone all day yesterday, well into the night when we finally heard about Tom Petty. And it was just, you know, I looked at stuff on social media and I contacted tons of people, and it was just draining. Like you said, it's such a draining day and such a sad day. And I, you know, working right here in Hollywood, I just didn't see hardly anybody smiling, and everybody was asking questions, and it was pretty rough.
All right. So yesterday morning when I got to the radio station, that is when I first heard about everything that had happened in Las Vegas. You know, we're on East Coast time. Chances are you guys may have gotten that a little sooner because some of you were probably still up because it was, about 11 or so Vegas time when all of that happened?
Yeah, it was right around 11, and it came on, and we got some word. And I was glued to the TV and my phone pretty much all night last night.
Now, something like this, how does that affect Hollywood?
Well, you know, all kinds of people are pouring out on Twitter and saying how heartbroken they are. And it's been a lot of the stars who perform in Vegas, you know, Shania and Blake and Celine, Rod Stewart, Brittany, all those people who actually use that city, you know, as their home for a certain amount of time. And they're all just so angry and all just heartbroken over all these people. And I've been out there, you know, Vegas is only about 4 hours from L.A., and I've been multiple times. And there's a little area where the MGM is. It's kind of close to that area where the tragedy happened. And I've been many times to an outdoor concert, once for Jimmy Buffett. And you're just out there having a ball and having a great time. And, you know, you just don't even imagine somebody up in a window in a hotel looking down on you and just doing the terrible things that gentleman did.
Yeah, I've been there too. I know that area well. I've stayed at the MGM. I've been to Mandalay Bay. They have an aquarium in there. We took our son over there. So yeah, I have been in that area as well. And I just can't imagine how terrifying that must have been. And to your point, no, you don't imagine that, somebody breaking out a window. There are no balconies in Vegas, from best I can tell from the research.
No, absolutely not. You know, Vegas, none of the windows open in the hotels. You know, they keep it all really safe. And, you know, they don't want anybody jumping after they, you know, lose all their money in gambling. You know, it's one of those things where you can't open the windows. So no one would ever think of that.
Exactly. And I think just there is a lot of noise there's going on in Vegas. There's so many people there. You have a loud concert going on. And I know many of them reacted as, oh, that must be fireworks. And then they realize, no, it is not fireworks. And, you know, it takes your brain a couple of beats to process things like that, things that we are not used to. So I can just imagine how scared everybody was and how horrific this was. And I've heard that phrase used over and over, horrific, about what had happened there. Getting back to Hollywood and to that part of it, what does Hollywood do? I mean, you have so many things going on outside. You have great weather in L.A. A lot of things like this. Do you beef up security? What happens?
Oh, absolutely, Carol. Right after the morning when I went into work, Monday morning, there was more security in the Hollywood area that I've seen in a long, long time. You know, cops walking around, people just out on the streets, and cops on the horses and everything, and motorcycles. And there was actually a movie premiere scheduled yesterday, and we do those all the time.
Right.
And they're usually these really big events, and the streets are lined. I've sent you pictures before of, mm-hmm. you know, how it looks at the Chinese Theater. And
sure.
The streets are usually lined with fans, and everybody's excited, and the fans walk out, and they do the red carpet. And last night there was a movie premiere called Marshall. I don't know if you know about it. It's about the Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, and Kate Hudson's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Chadwick Boseman plays Thurgood Marshall. And it was a big event. It was scheduled, and, you know, we had some people covering it, and they canceled it.
They totally canceled the premiere of the movie.
Well, they had it was just for the the family and a couple of the actors and crew, which never happens. You know, they usually make a big deal, so it was really quiet and really calm, and you could just tell that Hollywood just seemed a little different, and everybody out here is just so sad about Vegas, because we all go to Vegas.
Right.
You know, and it's just so close, and it's like you guys going over to Virginia Beach or Myrtle Beach. It's just one of those places where, hey, I'm just going to Vegas for the weekend, so everybody is just really reeling from this terrible tragedy.
And it does. It's going to change the landscape of things. I think big crowds and that kind of thing, I'm sure things will change for that.
Oh, absolutely. We were just talking yesterday in the newsroom, and I bet some of these hotels in Vegas, it's going to be like checking in, you know, going to an airport.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go through the metal detectors, and, you know, because this gentleman had all that ammunition in his room and how he got it in there. You know, nobody checks your bags when you go into a hotel.
Yeah.
So that's going to change. Absolutely. Even on that last night with Dancing with the Stars, they paused for and gave a moment of silence for the victims. And, you know, a lot of that's going to happen in Hollywood this week.
All right. Yeah, very somber time. Very, very somber in the passing of Tom Petty, as we also talked about. Any funeral arrangements? Do we know anything about that for Tom Petty yet?
Nothing just yet. And, yeah, that was something that was just thrown in yesterday. We're already sad, and we get this news. And, you know, I went back and forth yesterday on social media where we had, you know, people had reported that he had already died. And, you know, we didn't report it. I'm so proud to work for a news organization that did not report that. And it ended up being, you know, premature with CBS, and the LAPD had put it out way too soon. And Tom Petty did pass away last night at 8:40 p.m. We got news from his manager. And, you know, it was a long, horrible day. And people just, you know, going back and forth, is he dead? Is he not? Is he dead? And, you know, I told people just to wait, you know, wait for us, because we held back and we finally put it out. And just a sad time for everybody yesterday.
It absolutely was. Lots of prayers needed going up. And hopefully we can get back to the America that we so love. You know, you and I were talking off mic. We grew up listening to Tom Petty music.
And, absolutely. Yeah. You know, he was born in Gainesville, Florida. And so he had those southern roots, and he had that charm to him, even though he lived out here in California. But you still put on Tom Petty and just brought a smile to your face. And,
just
such a sad time. And especially with us being in high school, a lot of those songs, you know, we loved and listened to. And everybody's really, really, sad out here today.
I understand. I think our whole country is sad. Doug Lewis, we thank you so much. Jason Douglas on social media. You can hashtag him, Hollywood Doug, now and pop up for you. And Doug, next week, let's hope we have some happier news to discuss.
Absolutely, Carol. I hope so. You have a great week.
All right. You too, Doug. Thank you very much.
Thank you.